Look, hey, this that rated R. With the homie Shaw, yeah. They telling me to stop. But I ain't even start. Tryna keep it real, yeah. Tryna keep it raw, yeah. Something you can feel, hey. And help you change your thoughts. Yeah, this that rated R. With that homie Shaw, yeah. Getting vulnerable, yeah. Showing you my scars, hey. Nah, I ain't got no chill, yeah. I do it for my guy, yeah.
Hey, why
yeah.
We do it?
Said I do it for my guy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all ages, Jive Turkeys and Jabronis, welcome to
Jabroni,
the Rated R Cul-de-sac Edition podcast. With us, you have your man, Jammin' Jay, from around the way, 2R's Jamar here, reporting live and direct. I'm going to pass it off to my constituents.
What it do? So, you already know it's LL double L. Call me anything but broke. You feel me?
Hey, come on. I need some of that sauce in my life. That's right. Yeah. Call me anything but broke. Shoot. All right. It's your boy. It's Rashad. Pop Shy. Some people will call me, you know. Hey, man, I'm excited to be here. You know, Rated R. We keeping it real, keeping it raw. Redefining some stuff about manhood, about fatherhood.
Yes, sir.
We having a dope conversation today, man. What are we talking about? What's on the list, man?
Talking a little bit about self-care.
Ooh. Self-care.
That is such a dense topic, but you know what? I'd like to just dive in and you know, want to talk to you guys about, you know, what is self-care to y'all? What is y'all's definition of self-care? What do y'all know about self-care? Let's talk about that. Let's get into self-care.
All right. Man, self-care. I mean, obviously, you know, taking care of yourself in a way that is intentional, that is, you know, some way that you, like, After whatever activity it is that, you know, you feeling better, you feeling good about yourself. It's like some way that you're investing in your own wellness and your own health and your own well-being. You know, I think for myself, you know, I've struggled with kind of like trying not to compare, you know, how I'm taking care of myself with other people. Because sometimes you can look around and say like, oh, this person is able to, you know, go and be in a private island somewhere, or they on the beach or whatever. And, you know, you can be scrolling on the gram and see what some people are doing.
Yikes.
And I'm like, man, here I am with these kids. I'm just trying to take care of myself, trying to get some sleep. You know what I mean? but yeah, man, I just think it's just, you know, finding a way to be intentional to give yourself what you need to be your best self.
That's a great point. I'm glad how you just kind of tied that in, because, you know, we definitely look outside ourselves a lot of the times when it comes to self-care. For the prototype of what self-care should be or what self-care is, mm-hmm. right? And so one of the things that, I mean, as y'all know, man, I talk to people for a living. All I do is sit and talk to people all day,
yep.
right, as a therapist. But one of the things, man, as I've learned over time of how to understand self-care is putting it under the umbrella of self-love,
boom.
Right? Mm. And so when I look at self-love, right, I look at it from an overview of four different components, right? So I'm looking at self-awareness.
Okay.
So when you look at self-awareness, you're looking at awareness of your thoughts and your feelings.
Right.
Because if you don't have awareness of where you are mentally,
right.
if you don't have awareness of where you are emotionally, then you're liable to do anything. Right, mm-hmm. you lot will be out here like a Jonathan Major.
Oh my God!
Hey,
damn!
You out here shots fired
like a Ja Morant. You know, but I mean, but when we really put this stuff in perspective, man, like, you know, a lot of times, man, athletes, a lot of times, entertainers, they're not really doing what's necessary to take care of themselves. So.
Right.
So much pressure. So look, anyway, self-awareness, right? Yeah. Outside of self-awareness, you have self-worth. And self-esteem. So I say those two together because a lot of times we use those interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at self-worth from the standpoint of, if I don't have any accolades, no money in my bank account, nothing to drive, no clothes, who am I? What's right. my worth? What's my value to,
that's good.
To
yeah.
others?
Yeah.
You know? And so a lot of times we fail to put that in perspective because we look at what how society looks at us or how our peers and our family. That's self-esteem. So self-esteem is how we stack up against our peers. How we stack up against others.
Bro, I'm taking notes right now. Nah, I'm taking notes, so man.
Now you got, like, we're acting. And I think the mistake that we can make is we tie in our possessions with our self-identity.
Yeah. Come, like, man.
You know, we're, so-and-so, I own the Lamborghini, or I have the home, or, you know what I mean? I have all these things, and that's my identity. Mm-hmm. But you have to ask yourself, well, who am I when all those things are gone? You know what I mean?
True.
Because when we leave this earth, we leave with none of those things.
Yeah,
you know? y'all preaching better than saying amen.
But like you know, that's so true, man. Because man, what the old folks say, man? Your house ain't behind that hearse, like your cars ain't behind that hearse, right? So, you know, I think as I wrap it up, man, looking at the last component of self love, self care, one of the probably most well known of self love, and so when I look at self care. Essentially, man, it's how to take care of yourself, how to manage stress, how to manage the load you put on yourself.
Yes.
Because let's be real, we put a lot on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we try to keep up with the status quo, you know, and, you know, we're trying to get the best job, get the have the best career, you know, reach a certain financial standpoint, save for our kids' future, save for college, you know, like, the list goes on, you know, and... This capitalism that we live in, capitalist world we live in, it makes us just always feel like we need more, right?
Yeah.
And so we a lot of times put self-care on the back burner. And I know I've been super guilty of this where, like, I mean, I can probably be described as a workaholic, right, who doesn't take good care of themselves. Mm-hmm. But I'd be real, man, like, I had a huge eye-opening experience where I had to take care of myself when my kidneys failed. And I had to, take care of life, you know? So when we talk about self-care, you know, it means that, you know, you have to be able to put the things that really matter first, and that's you, right? Because if you're not well mentally, physically, spiritually, then you can't make sure your family well, you can't make sure your friends well. So those are some things that I've learned from, and I'm, you know, let me get more into it, but those are some things I've learned just in general, like what is self-care? You know?
Right. So, I mean, as we talk about what self-care is, I guess it's good to talk about maybe some of the activities or some of the things that we do when it comes to self-care, right? You know, just thinking out loud, you know, when I think on the surface level, when we think about self-care, we may be thinking about going to the spa or getting our feet done or going to get a mani and pedicure, stuff like that, which is, they're good. You know what I mean? Those things are definitely necessary for the self-care. But I'd also like to kind of explore other things when it comes to self-care, you know, and, you know, talk about some of the things that hold us back. You know what I mean? As far as men, and, you know, we talk about masculinity and toxic masculinity, you can talk about those things that can kind of, like, hold us back from really fully experiencing self-care. Because there's nothing wrong with going to get a massage. There's nothing wrong with going to get a facial. There's nothing wrong with going to get your feet done and your hair cut and all that stuff.
I mean, honestly, I feel like part of it is... just having a language for self-care is one thing. It's one thing to, like, know what you need or know what you feel, but it's another thing to be able to articulate it. And I think this is where, like, you know, emotional intelligence comes in a bit more. Mm-hmm. You being able to know how to express what you need or what you even feel. And I think a lot of it is about, for me in this season, it's been about me tapping into my emotions a bit more, because I feel like I've always been the kind of person that, like, I might feel something, but I just, like, you know, I suppress it, right? And so what, if you're suppressing your emotions over and over and over, over time, you're just going to, you're going to explode. It's going to just come out in an unhealthy way. And so for me, I think in this season, I've recognized it's important to take inventory and to, like, actually take the time to say, all right, I'm feeling this. like, let me unpack this. Let me actually talk this out. So I've been like on my phone, like I'll use that voice memo app and I'll just talk to myself. I record stuff.
That's awesome.
Do y'all do that at all? You talk to yourself?
Bro, I titled it The Memoirs of Me.
Okay. All right. So you know,
I go on my walks, I walk my dog, and I just start talking, bro.
But I think that's healthy. I think that's healthy. You know, to like talk to, I mean, you're you and like we're in a relationship with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think talking to ourselves is actually one of the healthiest things you can do. And I actually noticed this, like whenever I act out or if I'm doing something that is like is unhealthy, I'm quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking. And I'm moving in silence or in this kind of like shame cycle where I don't say much. Mm-hmm. I just act. And it's more like I'm detached from myself. Mm-hmm. And I do something. I look back and I'm like, damn, I don't know what I was thinking or I wasn't thinking, you know. And it's just like out of, you know, I'm not caring for myself, even though like whatever it's a lot of things that people do that's unhealthy that it's just, but it does relieve stress, but it's just. It may not necessarily be the healthiest thing for you. So, like,
I feel you.
Is self care okay if it ain't good for you? That's the question.
That's a great question. Ooh. That's a great question. I guess it depends on what day you ask me.
I gotta get lit real fast. Friday night, you know
what I mean? What Drake say, right? I think that's a great question because a lot of times we get pulled into those unhealthy spaces very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons why. You know, I don't want to dig into all of them, but I think the main one is that it's easy. Mm. I think that's the biggest one. It's just
convenience.
It's convenient, right?
It's convenient. Convenient pleasure.
Right?
Beware of the convenient pleasure, bro, because a lot of things that are good to you aren't good for you. You know what I mean? And I want to continue to practice what I preach, but every now and then, yes, we like to have a drink. Every now and then, yo, a slice of cake, a cookie here and there. You know what I'm saying? Like those, man, don't get me started. Hey. I'll start off with a chocolate chip. You know what I mean? A red velvet, nice and soft and moist. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Like, don't get me started, bro.
Love them cookies.
Let me tell you something. I love me some baked goods, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
some people out here like them sugar cookies.
Oh, my gosh. Me, I think, yo, sugar cookies, to me, if I'm going to go in, I got to get creative with it. Sugar cookies, they're a little bland for me. But if I can get, like, like Girl Scout cookies, forget about it.
Yeah,
Forget about it.
I stocked up on those, bro.
Yo, my wife, she brought them joints on, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is about to be gone. I definitely stress eat. I ain't going to hold you. Like, that's one of the things but to me, it's like you have healthy and unhealthy ways to cope about some things. Some things is just like, I know what I'm doing right now.
Right.
But some things you can kind of like live with. Right. But,
I think the other part of this too, when we think about like the challenges of, you know, the struggles we face as men when it comes to self-care is that why are we so afraid of looking feminine? I think as cisgender men, right, like men, heterosexual men, we are afraid of looking feminine, right?
And, talk to them, man. Unpack that.
And so, and I think that's like for real, right? Because I think there's a lot there, man. And I think coming back to what you said, Jamar, like that toxic masculinity, right? Oh, I can't go get a facial. I can't go get a pedicure. Like, I feel foolish for saying I'm going to get my hair done because I got locks, you know? Yeah, so I think that there's periods of feeling like we can't take care of ourselves the proper way or take care of ourselves ways that's outside of the norm of just going to the barbershop, getting a haircut, or, going to work out. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, there are certain fail safes as men we go to, but... Man, there's a lot of like more gentle approaches that we can take care of ourselves. And it's not just always something active and something brolic, you know, we got to get brolic doing it, right?
Right,
We can sit in the room and light some candles and pick up a journal or pick up a book and, you know, embrace the moment we're in.
That's okay.
You know, we can go and get our feet rubbed or get a massage or, you know, and get a face. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of other things that we can do, but... Bro. I think we lose sight of what's of what's important, and mm-hmm. because of our masculinity, because of mm-hmm. you know, we feel like, oh, that's that women, only women do that.
Only women do that. Like, right, like, what if we were to set up like a dude's spa day? You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah.
How many just, guys would be down to go? Like, yo, we're going to the spa, guys. Come on.
Right.
But again,
I'm feeling like you gotta say pause or something.
You got yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I gotta throw in a pause. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think we have to kind of work to let that go because we're holding ourselves back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're holding ourselves back. And it's a culture that we need to learn how to like counter. You know what I mean?
You know what's hilarious when you said that? Like, I remember, like, going to the... So, I remember this... I don't go to this barbershop anymore, but I went to this barbershop that was close to my house. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling guilty because I was in... So, there was part of this... his approach was he would cut your hair and then he would put like a hot towel on it and put a hot towel on your face. And I didn't even know he was about to do this.
Right.
This is like my first time. I was like, man, like, this is different. And then, like he had like the massage oils did like a facial, so I wasn't like I was like oh snap I didn't even know bro was gonna do this. So at first it kind of threw me, but then I was like, but I kind of like this. So
it felt great after.
Right, it felt good, and I was like, man, like I don't even know, like what am I supposed to say? What am I like? It felt I felt like oh man, like you know. I don't do this often, yeah. So when it happens, it's kind of like I just appreciated it. But it was in the moment, it was just like, should I feel bad for the fact that this feels good? You know,
the question looms of why do we feel this way, and I think that it is society that has tried to condition us to be so. You know what I mean?
So, power through it.
So tough. You know what I mean? When you see on TV, the leading character is so rugged. You know what I mean? He likes to match off his beard and then lights his cigar. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just super duper over masculine, mochizzy. You know what I mean? Not mochismo, it's mochizzy. You know, because at the end of the day, you're not going to get nowhere with that type of mindset, you know. That's how I feel, you know, personally. That is my personal opinion. So again, I want to continue to chisel away of, well, why do we struggle with that? Why do we struggle with this image? And a part of me thinks is how society has put this facade in front of us, right?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think a lot of it comes down to, as men, what we saw growing up. You know, like, think about it. How many men did you guys see going to get petties, right? I think at the very extent of it, they went to the barbershop.
Went to the barber.
Or they cut their hair in their own bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen both.
Right? And so I think, especially, you know, I think all men, you know, I think in general, like, men has had a hard time just, you know, wanting to do things for themselves. But I also will say this, too. I think there's a lot of unhealthy self-care measures, a lot of substance abuse.
Yes.
Substance use. Mm-hmm. I think that has kind of been, you know, most people fail safe. Let me go pick the bottle up. Let me go pick something else up to kind of just escape whatever I'm faced with right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think healthy ways have ever been taught to men or to people in general. I mean, we just don't have to make about men, because women, let's be real. All y'all women out there not taking care of yourselves the way you need to, right? So,
yeah.
You know, I ain't stepping on no toes. I'm just speaking
truth. Yeah. It's true.
You know, so
it's two sides. Yeah.
So it's two sides of this coin, and I think as understanding like the loads that we have on each other, on the load you have on your plate, you know, it's like, yo, you got to really be very intentional about the time you take and spend on managing the stress in your life, because. You know, health conditions come from that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and one of the things, I'll say this real quick, like, one of the things that I recently came across was from a documentary called Stutz.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, STUTZ.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't seen it, y'all out there, check it out.
Tell them about it.
Very informative. Now, just real quick, Jonah Hill, the actor, he did a doc on his therapies, right? Mm-hmm. And in his doc, man, the therapist is kind of breaking down all his tools and everything he uses to help his patients.
Okay.
So looking at this, and I always reference, because I always use this concept, it's called the life force pyramid.
Ooh.
And in this life force pyramid, he breaks down three sections that we need, or three areas we need to be focusing on.
Yeah.
And so the first area at the very bottom is the body. Okay. And within the body is exercise, dieting, and sleep.
Yeah.
So think about that, right? Uh-huh. If you're not getting good sleep, if you're not eating right, if you're not even getting out exercising, you're not even touching the basic level of self-care.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And within that, you know, self-care can... So you're not even touching basic level of self-care. In that pyramid also is the is people, right? Mm-hmm. So staying connected with people,
yeah,
right? So that's part of self-care, how we socialize. And then at the very top is you, how you stay connected with your unconscious thoughts.
Right.
So what you fellas just was talking about with the voice memo and journal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The memoirs, right? That's how you staying connected with your unconscious thoughts, cool, and staying connected with yourself, you know? And so you just... If we just focus on our pyramid,
right?
Gotcha.
That's all we got to do. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be fine.
Black pyramid. Let's go.
Yeah, there it is.
Yo, here's this question. I'm going to throw this out. Because as you're talking, you know, the sleep. What is it? What was the bottom line? Sleep, exercise, and diet. Okay. Where does sex fall in there?
Wait.
Now, I mean,
let's talk about sex.
Because I feel like, I was just thinking about with men, I think a lot of men will put their self-care into sex in some way.
Absolutely.
And so it's kind of like, I'm going to, this is my expression of caring for me through this sexual encounter, right? And, you know what I mean? You take care of it.
You did, yo. You did.
Curveball, right?
But I
say that because I think for a lot of men, because we struggle with understanding how to express or even having the intelligence to understand our own emotions, we will run to like being accepted. And I think for a lot of times when that connection is there, it's like the only thing we can kind of think of in that place, because I talked about intimacy last time, and it's like our intimacy, when we think about that, and it's just like, all right, well, this must mean like sex is on the horizon, mm-hmm, if I'm connected with somebody. Now, I think that's not necessarily the healthiest way to think, but I think a lot of men do think that it's like connection means what? Like if I'm close to somebody, then that means my dick hard, you know, like I'm saying. So, you know, and so I think that's a way to unpack, like, how do we have meaningful relationships like that, people level? Obviously, like, I mean, sex will be part of it, you know, with our partners, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't know. What y'all think?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I'm ready for you to get it. I mean, I believe that sex is a privilege, but a part of it is also, it's somewhat of a necessity, you know.
Hey,
I know, right? Yeah. I'm saying this.
Speak. You know,
sex. Not only can you use it to procreate, but you know, it's pleasurable if you do it right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
Preach.
Saying? But at the same time,
some men don't need a partner.
When we talk about intimacy. When we talk about intimacy, I think there's a level of understanding, and we talk about that self-awareness that not all the time intimacy is sex. You know what I mean? It's more about a connection. You know what I mean? And an intimate connection may look different for different people. You know what I mean? But it may look like, you know, just holding somebody's hand and appreciating their presence. You know what I mean? That's intimacy, you know? So sex, it's, I don't know, man.
I would say sex is a stress reliever,
mm-hmm,
right? It's an action to release stress.
No, I'm sorry.
Intended, right? Or literally, right? I mean, I think there's a positive that when we orgasm,
yeah,
right? You know, we hit a place, a pinnacle, right?
Right.
that dopamine is just released through our whole body, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Right, and I think that's good, right? That's a healthy hormone in our brain. So at the end of the day, we all need some type of intimacy, whether it's sex or having orgasm, whatever the case may be. But we definitely need that connection. And I think if we talk about the pyramid, that's why people are so important, right? And that's why self is so important. Because if you can't connect with people, connect with thyself.
Boom.
Right? Know thyself, right?
Boom.
And wait.
You can use that.
Are we reading between the lines?
Read between the lines, right?
So you hitting it on the head, because now we're talking about how we've been talking about self-care. How do we become intimate with ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we talk about intimacy with oneself, and maybe not necessarily on a sexual level, because I think there's other ways to release those dopamine.
Yeah, but I think I think people are afraid of that. And I think that's the part why sex is an easier option, because it's like we're thinking with our sexual appetites versus like, what do we really want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's a question I have to ask myself whenever like that is a thing where I'm like, I'm thinking about sex or I'm craving this, but I'm like, what is it that I actually really want? You know,
Jamar hit it on the head earlier. Yeah. Connection.
Right.
Connection. Yeah. I know a lot of times when like I'm in that space, it's like I appreciate the connection,
mm-hmm.
right? Probably a little bit more, right? Because I mean, sex is a, you know, depends who you are, right? Yeah. 25. It's going to end, right? And then
it's
the high.
Temporary.
It's a temporary thing, right? So the high is going to fade, and then you're like, okay, can I? Do I want to stay connected with this person after this act? Yeah. And I think as we all are happily married men, right?
Yes, I'm so happy. so
absolutely happy. Right. So we all happily married men, right? So at the end of the day, we need that connection. And I think anybody with a partner at home, yes, sex is good. You need sex, but I'm guaranteeing your partner probably will want that quality time. And if, because sex is not going to happen, I know for most married people, sex don't happen every night.
No.
But if you can quality time in every night, shit, like you winning.
Yeah, and that quality time also leads into that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, foreplay.
You can definitely finagle something.
It's real.
Got a QT,
you know what I mean? That part
fact.
Is real, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And to our younger folks, man, sometimes you can't just boom, boom, boom. You can't just jump and do it.
Back.
You can't just back. You gotta prime the pump. You understand? You gotta tenderize your meat. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Let it marinate.
You gotta let it marinate.
This might be a part two to this. This might be a part two for self-love.
Now, I mean, I think we're looking at... Looking at this from so many different areas, right, or spaces, you know, you have self-love for sure. You have self-care. But at the end of the day, you're just like, okay, as a union, how can you take care of each other?
Yes.
You know, and I think what ends up happening in relationships, you're moving at silos and you're not taking care of each other. So it stops being about us and it starts being about me.
Dang.
Get out my business.
You feel me? Like,
right?
Or just like, you take care of yourself how you take care of yourself. And I take care of myself how I take care of myself.
Right.
And we're not concerned about each other's well-being.
Yeah.
And that's when shit's going sour, you know? Because if I'm not concerned about the person that I'm half with, 50-50 with, if I'm not concerned about their well-being, if I'm not there trying to lift them up and help them and support them, what are we doing?
And that's an area we can all grow in, man. I think, like, you know, I look at it from this philosophy. If I know I'm not taking care of myself, it's going to be hard for me to take care of somebody else.
Yeah.
So I think that's why self-care is even that much more important. Like, if we're not taking care of us well, then why would our partners think that we're going to, you know, treat them better? So I think that's important for us to kind of think about, like, supporting the people in our lives. Like if you're married or if you're in a relationship, like I think it's attractive when you see them taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So like if you see someone that's, you know, that's physically fit, it kind of is attractive because they take care of themselves, mm-hmm. right? That's one of the fruits from that. Or someone who is, you know, well versed in, you know, maybe their spirituality or their faith, and it's just like, wow, that's attractive because they're they have a principle, they have some values that they're sticking to that, you know, that is important for them and mm-hmm. will help them in their own, you know, care for themselves as they're just thinking through how I want to, the kind of person that they want to be. Right. But I guess what would that look like if we're not doing that? What are some of the what's the downfall, if you will? Like maybe we can kind of do a quick example or something that comes to mind.
I mean, thinking about the, you know, potential consequences of not making sure that you're taking care of yourself, I really think it ultimately results in poor health, physically and mentally. I think you can become depressed when you do not take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then in a day and age of now where you're seeing a lot of people who seem like they're taking care of themselves.
Take their life.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're losing confidence in yourself. So I think that's one of the, you know, one of the many consequences of not taking care of yourself is poor mental and physical like health, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you're not taking care of yourself, you can be potentially slowly deteriorating, and you may not know that.
Nah, man. I mean, I don't think there's much more than that, right? Mm-hmm. Mental, physically, yeah. Right? Spiritually, right? I mean, I think, you know, I used this concept not too long ago.
Right.
The Walking Dead.
Oh, right? Wow. Right? The Walking, yo. You know, that's it right there.
Right, you know, so... I mean, I think, you know, mental health breeds in someone, you know, who's not taking good care of themselves. Physical illness, right?
Disease,
right? I mean, all of that breeds and not managing your stress as well. You know, and so I think all of that to say, man, it's not much. It's dire, right? Like, you not take care of yourself is dire. Like, it's very. Like you're definitely playing with your life. You're playing with you know. Other potential risks like addictions as well and other risky behaviors that's not going to be healthy for you. So, you know, you got to just have a set routine to kind of do those things for yourself.
Well, and I don't mean to like segue too much, but like I think about like sports, right? And like especially with basketball, with like, what is it, load management, right? Like, will we say that is a form of self-care when like you have these athletes who are being paid these millions of dollars? And the expectation is, and the comparison piece to like the old generation who played every night, who showed up, did their thing. Man, I'm playing every game. You ain't going to stop me from getting on the court. Jordan is praised for the flu game, right? And then right. You got people that's sitting out on a back-to-back, or you got people that's not showing up, or that, you know, or yeah. take, you know. T- so I look at that because I feel like that's another mindset that people are faced with is like, Do I actually take some time for myself, or do I show up and prove that like I'm reliable, I'm loyal, I'm this, like people can rely on me. Like there's a balance, and I think that you know some people, you know, like, but at the end of the day, it's like, well, what do you really get from that? You are you getting an award for best attendance or best, you know what I mean, or you play 82 games? You don't get no award for that. You get an award for taking some time off, making sure you're healthy so that you can do what you got to do in the postseason, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, because I think even today, employers will put that on their employees of, you know, this, you know, hey, I'm, you know, a supervisor may, you know, not take any sick days. They come to work sick. Like they'll set a precedent, right, where I work through certain situations, I make it happen.
Right.
But, you know, I think, Even your 9-to-5 gives you sick days.
That's
they
right.
give you PTO. Right. I mean, understandably, like, that's their job, but are they a right to take time off, take care of injuries? I mean, a lot of them are nursing injuries, you know. I mean, so, I you know, I think, again, like, I think, you know, you come from more of an agricultural industry type of society, right, where you had to go to work,
right?
You couldn't take no days off. Right. And I mean, our culture is a little, you know, it's not as tough as it used to be.
The paradigm is definitely shifted.
It's shifted, right? Yeah. I think, but going back to worth, we recognize like our worth more than anything.
Yeah. Mm.
Because I heard Kyrie say, what use am I if I can't play with my kids, if I'm, if once I'm all said and done, you know, what use am I to them, right? And I think a lot of times athletes or people in general don't really put that in perspective. It's just like, let me grind right now because right now is all that matters. Trying to get that
sleep when I'm dead. Trying to get this money.
Exactly. Yeah. What's 50 album? Get Rich or Die Trying.
That's right.
You know, I sleep when I'm dead. You know, sleep is the cause of death. I think that was Mobb Deep.
Cousin, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think, you know, we come in, you know, this is a society. This is the world we live in where it's kind of like sleep is for suckers. Like you look at it like
beware of that.
That grind culture is dangerous.
Super duper. You know? And you know what? Well, you are hitting on something, bro, because it comes back to self-awareness. And I realize that we are also in a culture, we may not be aware of it, where people will squeeze your juices. And once those juices are squeezed, you're done and you're thrown away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and you have to be aware of that. Like, I'm trying to conserve my juices. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to maximize my juices
as much as
I can, bro. You know what I mean? Because I know that I'm valuable and I have vision. Yeah. Though it may be somewhat cloudy, I know my purpose. And I'm not going to let anyone else, you know, abuse that or waste that.
Yeah.
So if I'm not feeling well and if I'm not up to it, I'm at a point where I don't necessarily feel like I have to prove anything anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, anymore. Brother Daniels. Come you know on, Brother
saying?
Daniels.
I'm at that point where I don't have to prove anything. If I need a day, I need
good
a day.
Brother. Come
and
on.
I'll tell you like this, like, well, we can segue and talk about the things that we do to self-care. And it's like one of the things that I do sometimes is I like to nap. You know what I mean? If I have that time, I might take 30 minutes. And I remember there were times where, like, yo, wife would come home and I hear the garage door open and I'm like, yo, let me look busy. I'm you know what I'm saying? Let me look like I'm valuable. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got value. You know what I'm saying? Let me get on the computer real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
babe, and I realized, I was like, nah. Matter of fact, I put it on my calendar and I blocked the time off for quiet hours. Because you know what? I need to regenerate. And that's just me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have to fake the funk and make it look like I've been working hard all day. No. If you catch me midday nap, so what? I got to regenerate. You know what I mean? I got to re-energize. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is, bro. Yeah. Like, for real.
Best to wifey, right? I get it, bro. I get it, yo. We need those things, man. We need those key activities or outlets to take care of ourselves. And man, I have different things I do. I think one of the main things I do is work out. Like, I think last year I really like took a dive into working out.
Yes, sir.
And I've been working out a year straight, you know. Mm-hmm. First time since probably high school I worked out that consistently. So that's been great, man. I think I can tell the days I'm stressed and afterwards I'm feeling a lot better.
Yes.
I think another thing that's real big for me is walking. I like outlets that are more active.
Yeah.
But then there's some moments where taking a bath, lighting some candles,
and
just cooling out and just being still, hey, you can't get no better than that. You know, anything that's me saying, okay, I'm putting myself first tonight, I'm putting myself first in this area.
Yeah.
And not in a selfish way, but in a way I gotta rejuvenate, right? I gotta take better care of myself.
Wow. I mean, I feel like a lot of it sounds like a lot of the stuff that we talk about is simple things.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, you can neglect it, right? I think for me is like, sometimes it's going to make that purchase. I'm usually very conservative with like spending money.
I feel you. Same.
So, but at the same time, it's still important for you to like invest in yourself. Like when you know you've made a purchase for yourself, like maybe you buy an outfit or you save up and get some shoes or whatever, and you spend something on yourself that says like, I care about myself. Like, and I'm guilty of, you know, just kind of like waiting or feeling like, well, my kids got to have this
guilty
instead of me. Right. I think the other thing too now is like I've been investing more into like actual like skincare stuff.
Yeah.
And like I started doing Scotch Porter. It's like black owned, like, you know, So shout out. I mean, that stuff smells good. So I like use it on my hair, my beard. So it's like, oh, so my showers are like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes longer now. Cause it's like, I'm actually taking that time to just like, well, nah, like I need to make sure my skin feels good.
Yes, sir.
And, my beard looks right. And, you know, my hair is tight. So it's just like, not that it was trash before, but I think now it's just like, I'm being more intentional and I'm supporting, you know, a black owned company that's just like support. Hey man, take care of yourself. And I think it's cool. Cause it's like, it actually makes me feel better. Like I can tell, like, you know, just doing something simple like that, you know, can make you feel a little more confident. Just like, oh, I'm going in this room and I know I'm looking straight. You know what I'm saying? Or I feel good. Oh, so that's good for me.
That's dope, man. I feel like I picked up a couple hobbies over the past few years. One has been doing like the martial arts, like with Muay Thai,
okay.
You know, and going consistently and learning how to just use my body, use all my limbs to learn how to just defend myself. Right, you know, I remember when you came with me, we was doing, you know, jiu-jitsu. Like, that was a whole thing for me. And once I actually learned how to do it, I was like, yo, this is awesome. Like, I'm able to fold up somebody who may be like twice my size. And I'm comfortable and I'm confident in those situations if we were ever to get in combat. But another thing that I've been doing is like, get into it, because it's a full body exercise, bro. Like, for real. Feel like it has changed my life. And the other thing that I do is I teach that to my family. You know what I mean? Like, let's try some stuff, yo. Now, I got me some hand pads, and I try to do pad work with my wife and with my son, and let's work on combinations. Let's work on the 1-2-3. Let's work on the jab, cross, hook. You know what I mean? Let's just learn how to just be able to just be ready when things pop up.
I bet that leaded them self-care, too, right?
You know what I mean?
some pad talk.
And another thing, I've been fishing, bro. I've been fishing. Daddy out here. I'm going to let y'all see these pictures, bro. Because I've been catching, like, yo, I got a whole album. Just keep going to the right, yo. Like, bro, I will go
Young Chipper
to the lake. You feel me? You know what I mean? I will go to the lake and I will spend a couple hours. And to some, it seems like you're just standing in a place and you're just throwing out a cast and you're waiting. But during that time, I'm listening to my books. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I'm breathing. And I'm learning how to be more patient.
Multi-dimensional manhood right there.
I never would have thought. You know what I mean? That's thought that I would have found a love for fishing. You know what I mean? And learning how to catch a fish. And then actually teaching others. And, you know, like showing my pops how to catch a fish in the lake. You know what I mean? Like, that is dope within itself. Like, it's an accomplishment. And you get those dopamines. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally dope. Like, to be able to do that stuff. It's awesome.
Mm.
So.
Wow.
Like what you did there with dopamine.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Right.
That's dope.
That's dope. You know what I mean? The dopamine. I feel like this has been a good episode. This has been a good talk. I hope people have been able to catch something. Y'all have any other, like, last pieces of advice for, especially for dads? You know, like, we dads here. We dad now on this pod. So, you know, what words of wisdom for that person who might be listening that may be struggling to make the time for self-care, or maybe still feels like, man, that's for suckers. That's like for women, or that's, you know, I don't really have time. You know what I'm saying? Like, what words of advice would y'all give them?
I would say, let go. Get out of that, you know, that comfort zone, if you will. Like, get out of that and take some time to be aware of yourself. Like, lean in to that uncomfortable thing that you may feel in your gut and try and go towards it, because there is a pot of gold on the other side. You know what I mean? Just like with that rain, after the rain comes the rainbow. You know what I mean? But challenge yourself to get uncomfortable. Take a class. You know what I'm saying? Take a class. Take a pottery class. Go to the daggone nail salon and ask them how many they got and get your feet done. You know what I'm saying? Just go. Put your shades on. Put your hoodie on. And go in there. And then from there, take the hoodie off. Take the shades off. Like, get comfortable. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's so temporary. It goes by so fast, bro. Like, live your life. Like, live your life.
That's good, man. I mean, I'll be honest. I've learned something from both these brothers just sitting here listening to how you take care of yourselves. Mm. And one of the key things I'm taking away is, one, you just got a plan.
Yeah.
Facts. I mean, I think just really taking a moment out and just planning it out, right? And not overthinking it, right? Just that one thing that you want to do, or a hobby that that you've been thinking about doing, just make time for it. But I think kind of going back to what I shared earlier is just starting where you are. Mm-hmm. So if you can just take care of the basic principles of self-care, sleep, mm-hmm. diet, and exercise,
come on.
Right? Plan for it. You know, if you don't have a gym membership, the weather's breaking, go for a walk. If you're not a beginner, you're intermediate, go for a jog. If you advance, go for a run, right?
Yeah.
But start somewhere. Change up your diet. Do a meatless day.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just do things differently, right? And sometimes it's just about, you know, having health and being healthy at the forefront of your mind. And so that's my two cents.
That's dope. I don't really have anything like super, what's the word?
Profound?
Yeah.
That's
like,
okay.
I don't have profound. I mean, I think the word that kind of came to mind as you were talking, Jamar, was like meditation, mm-hmm. and like finding time to just like be with yourself.
Yes.
Like sometimes it's like we think everything is about doing, and sometimes it's just like resting and being, and just like finding your being comfortable and just like in your thoughts and being comfortable to like, you know, to capture that, you know. So I think you talked about a plan, and I think about like vision, and sometimes being able to just be still and imagine the kind of life and the kind of future or the kind of person that you see yourself to be, who you know yourself to be, and what's the obstacles that's keeping you from getting there. And I think that's kind of like how you can kind of plan, using your emotions as a map to kind of feel like, all right, what are you feeling?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. doing an emotions audit and just think like, when's the last time I felt joy? When's the last time I felt peace? When's the last time I felt happiness? Or when's the last time I felt, frustration? When's the last time I felt anger or whatever? And being able to like map that out and figuring out what's the pattern there, you know? And so I think it's important to just like, do that work to understand what you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
So you can kind of use that to kind of direct how you want to move, you know. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah. That's valuable, bro.
I know. I was trying to, you know, find a quote because we usually end off with a quote, and I don't necessarily have one, but I do think about there was a song that Ice Cube did. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know what I mean? So I'll leave y'all with that. Without the Maya Angelou voice. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely been a pleasure chopping it up with y'all, man. And I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. You know, we are going to continue to just keep giving you hot fire all the time. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know what I mean? Stay tuned, man. Keep rocking with us, man. We thank y'all for listening, man. We thank y'all for listening.
Real talk. Appreciate it.
Bless. Check yourself. Here you go.
All right. Kings out.
Peace.